So today's scripture comes from Luke chapter 11. Ooh, I touched microphone again. Last Sunday I touched it and then... okay, I don't want to make mistake again. So today's scripture comes from Luke chapter 11, verse 1 through 13. But I'm going to give you all the scripture while I'm preaching, so I'm not going to read all through, okay? So welcome to Belmont Heights United Methodist Church, and I'm new senior pastor Bomi Kim. I just want to give you a question. How do you pray? In a different ways. Or how often do you pray?
I have a little app in my phone.
Ooh.
And I just touch pray, and it's got a new one every time.
Oh, wow. She's like very techie. She's using her app, and then, yeah, that's great. Oh, wow. Okay, that's cool. Anybody else? Like, how often do you pray? Every day? Whenever needful. Okay, that's good. Yeah, today I just want to share with you my prayer journey. I grew up in church. I was born in church, and I grew up, and I'm serving church. So I was forced to pray when I was young. Even I didn't want to pray, but I needed to pray. So I prayed, right? So today I'm going to just show you a picture. So can you see the screen right now? There should be a tree. Look at this picture. What do you see? Yes? Uh-huh. Wow, we have good students today. Thank you for your response. The tree with solid wind might have a hard time, right? It seems like the tree is having a hard time. But it is not broken. Can you observe, right? It's not broken. Because it has root, right? It is rooted, like, deeply. So even winds comes and try to blow this tree out, but tree stands strong, right? So let's see another picture. What do you see? Yeah, the lady. Also, she's also facing like maybe strong wind. She can be bent, but she still stands strong because she is rooted deeply on the ground, right? Even wind blow very hard on you, if you know who you are, where you come from, maybe you will be okay. If you have strong identity, who you are and whose you are. And as a Christian, we believe that we belong to God. If you truly believe, it's okay bad things happen to you because you go back to your root and you remember whose you are and God will take care of it. Do you believe in that? So today, Luke chapter 11, verse 1 through 4, it's Lord's Prayer. Are you familiar with Lord's Prayer, right? Yeah, I was forced to memorize it when I was young. So I believe you guys all know how to memorize it, right? Jesus taught us to pray. We all know Lord's Prayer. He said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation." I'm going to tell my sister's story. She's in Korea, and she's working for like small entertainment company. She's making like YouTube character. So she's like creating like a virtual character, and then she has pretty good followers. And she is working really hard. And one day she came back home, my hometown, which is southern part of South Korea, city of Daegu City. And then she went home and she asked my dad, "Hey, Dad, I've been working really hard in capital city in Seoul, and I'm so exhausted. So can you just call me Princess?" That's what she said. She's like 30 years old, and she's like, "Dad, can you call me Princess while I'm staying at home?" And Dad said, okay. So she didn't want to do anything. She just wanted to sit on the couch, and then she wanted Dad bring some food for her. and she wants to eat from the couch, and she didn't want to do anything. And the reason why she asked my dad to call her princess, because you are my dad. And I've been working really hard. My life has been so tough. And I finally came back home. And I want somebody call me princess and treat me like a princess. Do you understand? As a parent, we can understand, right? And as a daughter, we can understand, or son, right? And when I just heard about that, wow, that's kind of privilege. And today's scripture is telling us we can call God as Father. So you can ask God, treat me as princess or prince, right? Because God gave us the privilege to be his child. And sometimes we forgot about that. So we forgot to ask. We forgot to pray to God. But God is promising, and Jesus is teaching this prayer to the disciples. Hey, here's a prayer. You can just have this recipe, as Kathleen said. Pray with this, and you can call me Father. What a privilege it is, right? So if you cannot imagine yourself as child of God, my prayer is for you. You can start praying for God. God, I just want to have assurance that I am yours. Just help me to believe in that. Maybe you can start from there. And it is the best blessing. Just call God as my dad. Isn't it so cool? When I was realized that that is true, it was when I was in elementary school, and my Sunday school teacher taught me that I am child of God. And I felt like, really? And I really believe in that. And I look at the sky and, wow, the God who was with Moses, the God who was with Esther, the God who created everything, and that God can be with me, like this little girl. And when I really believe in that, I felt like I have everything. It gave me like big joy, right? We've been Christian for a while, like decades, and sometimes we forgot whose we are. And that is our blessing. So I want you to remember whose you are. Maybe it'll renew your soul today. Even June, my son, 14-month-old son, he's there, almost sleeping. He called me during the night, 4 a.m. And I woke up because he calls me, because he's my son. Nobody is forcing me to wake up. I am willing to wake up, and I take care of him because I'm his mother. And God is inviting us to remember whose you are. I am your dad. I am your mom. And just talk to me. So second scripture, it's saying Luke chapter 11, verse 9 through 10. So I say to you, ask, it'll be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. The scripture promised that God would answer you if you pray to God. But sometimes we forgot to pray. We have fear of rejection, don't we? What if I pray to God and what if God doesn't answer to me? Then am I going to be disappointed? So sometimes we have kind of fear of rejection. Maybe God will reject me, reject my prayer. But our God is not like that. And God is saying, I will answer. If you are trying to find me, I will be there. If you are sick, if you are knocking the door will be open. And I believe the scripture and I pray. Especially when I was young, I got a one diary notebook and I wrote all my prayer requests. So number one, may for example, I had a big fight with Brian and I just want to get back with him. So I wrote it down. And the number two, I want to get a good grade for this semester, da-da-da-da-da. So I wrote like 100 prayer requests. And then what did I do was I just pray every day with reading, by reading. God, I have this prayer request. Please answer to me. God, I have the... So it's kind of, God is not genie, right? Lamp of the genie, right? But I pray every day and it helped me to, how can I say, kind of motivation. Oh, I'm worrying about relationship with Brian. So I'm keep praying about this, and then I just keep praying, and God helps me to have wisdom to solve that issue, and God gave me another insight. Somehow, after like several months later, I opened my prayer book, and I checked everything. So that was my evidence. God was answering to my prayer. And I used that book, and I shared the gospel with my friend with that book. Isn't it kind of cool? It's very like, you can say it can be really childish. You just pray to God and God answered. Life is not that easy. It's all more complex, right? But what I can say to you is when you are purely believe that God will answer to your prayer, and when you actually pray, God will show in different ways. God is still working, and God is still inviting us to pray. The problem is we do not believe, and we are afraid to pray. We are afraid to God actually intervene, come to our life and try to do something for our lives. So I want you to be renewed by prayer. And it's still working. One day, I was kind of like so sad because I wanted to go to mission trip. For example, Mongolian mission trip. So I worked really hard in a small church, and it was my turn to go to mission trip. Because the church was sending a mission, like a team, every year. And I believe that was my turn. So I was excited. And I'm going to go and I'm going to share good news to the Mongolian kids. I was so excited. But I got a news. The pastor came to me and, oh, we are going to send not you, but her. So I got really jealous. And I got kind of, why not me? It's my turn. So I was like kind of mad, and why didn't I get the chance? Because I've been working hard for this church. So you know what happened to me? I felt like they didn't recognize my kind of effort or my ability to be serving mission trip as a leader. So I got kind of depressed. And what did I do was, God, like I pray for the Mongolian kids and I thought I'm going to go, but you rejected me. I was angry. So what did I do was I set a time and I pray. God, if you are calling me to go there, just give me the chance and just help me to go there. And then it seems like chance is already out there. Like, go away. So I don't know what to do, but I just kept praying. And I pray for 2 weeks, every day, every night, 10 a.m. I just kneel down and I pray. God, I have a dream. If I go there, I can do really good. And just give me a chance. I want to go. And then after 2 weeks, God didn't answer anything. So I was disappointed. And I felt like rejected by church. And I felt like rejected by God. And then last night, I just said 2 weeks of prayer. And I just prayed to God. God, if you really hear me, please give me a sign that you've been listening to my prayer. Whether you answer to my prayer or not, just give me 3 signs. Can you do that? And can you imagine what happened next day? So I went to school and I got a call. Okay, so I didn't receive the call because it was from the pastor. And I was angry, still was angry because he didn't invite me to go to Mongolia. So like, no, I'm not going to receive his call. And then I attend the school, and at the class, one of my friends knew that I was having struggle, that I couldn't go to Mongolia, so she just worried about me, and somehow, my professor, who was my mentor, he just, after class, he asked me, hey, Bumi, would you come to my office after school, after class? Okay, so I went upstairs, and then he prepared a book. And then there was a title was Prayer When You're in a Difficult Situation. The title was like this, and he signed. And then it was yesterday. He signed it on yesterday, and he gave me that book. And to me, I received it as God was listening to my prayer, and God was showing a sign to me. So I received it as an answer. And then the call from the pastor, he called me again, so I received it. Okay, so what's going on? And he said, do you have passport? What? And then he said, oh, so we made decision that we are going to send you as a leader for VVS in Mongolia. So like, what? So I just got that call. And then third one. So after school, I was so excited and I couldn't believe that's true. So it just happened. And then one of my best friend's younger brother, he came to me and he said, hey, sister. Hey, here is something that my sister want me to give it to you. So he just opened the box and there was a box and handwritten, like, kind of like encouraging letter. And then she put like chocolates in a really cute box. So that was another gift. So I received three gifts on that day. And I actually went to Mongolia and I served as a leader of like VBS. And it was an amazing experience. So, you know, believe it or not, when you ask God, God can actually do something for you. And I want you to experience that. It can happen to me, meaning that it can happen to you too. If you try, if you seek, if you knock the door. But I'm going to read this scripture. Trust Luke chapter 11, verse 11 through 13. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gift to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Sometimes our prayer do not work, and we are disappointed. And I experienced that too. I pray really hard, and God didn't answer. However, what I learned through that experience, God's faithfulness, and God's presence was there in the middle of darkness. We couldn't see at that moment, but when we turned back, God was there. And I want you to remember, God is Father who is willing to give you good things. Even we cannot see the sunshine during the like cloudy day, it doesn't mean that sun is not exist, right? Sun is still out there. We cannot just see right now, but it doesn't mean that sun doesn't exist, right? So I want you to just remember, if God doesn't answer to your prayer, but remember, God will give you the best one at the end. Last, I pick Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 through 7. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Prayer life is very private and very personal. It's between you and God, okay? If your mom believes in God, it doesn't mean that you have a strong relationship with God. The relationship with God should be very personal between you and God, okay? There should be nothing in between you and God. Recently, I started practicing centering prayer. Have you ever heard about this? Centering prayer? So sometimes I couldn't go to sleep because I have a lot of thoughts in my mind during the nighttime. And then I don't know what to pray because so many thoughts and so many concerns and sometimes like emotion came out. So I don't know what to say. And at that moment, I try to use centering prayer, which is just me just sitting, close my eyes, and breathe in and breathe out. And just dwell in God's presence. Instead of trying to say, God, I have this issue, da 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 da. Then God might be, oh, so noisy, right? But just stay still and be present with God. Just have a quiet moment with God. And sometimes it gives you peace. And I just want to teach you one prayer. That's what my mentor taught me how to pray. So let's just imagine grace, prevenient grace. God's grace is everywhere and all the time. That's what we know and that's what Methodists believe. God's prevenient grace is everywhere and we breathe in God's grace. Can we breathe in? And then breathe out all the concerns. Breathe out. And you can pick one sacred words. I say, mercy on me. So you breathe in all the grace. and breathe out all the concerns and say, mercy on me, Lord. So you keep continuing this practice and it'll give you a kind of inner peace. And that's one way. It's not new prayer all the way up. Our faithful ancestor, they pray in this way too. Conclusion, when was your last time to be connected with God? Yesterday or 20 years ago? Just think about it. When was your last time you feel like really connected to God? And I want you to be renewed by prayer. I want you to feel that intensive connection with God by praying together. Okay? And God is inviting you, and God will answer to your prayer. Let us pray together. Oh, and today I prepare a special gift for you. So here is a prayer during the night. If you have lots of thoughts so you cannot go to sleep, read the scripture. Prayer. It's from New Zealand. But I read it, and it gave me a lot of peace and joy. And I prepare a little lavender, so smell it and read this prayer. So it's good practice, right? So, and then let me know how it works. So you can start from with this prayer. And as we said, we are going to pray this week very intensely. So let me know and please share your experience for prayer, okay? Let us pray. God, help us the courage to listen to you. Dream what you dream for us. Guide us to remember whose we are. Pour us your grace on things that we cannot control. Help us not give up on prayer and connect with you again. Renew our soul by prayer. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.